Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me. Today is April 8th, 2019, and we're going to talk about something that I feel is really strong right now. We're going to talk about the areas of our energies that are completing. These revolve around karmic cycles, soul themes, deeper lessons, deeper experiences that are moving out and that they have been moving out. But I'm feeling this culmination energy of a grand fini, a finale, a sense of, you know, bravo, bravo, the show's over, job well done. And even like that energy of a standing ovation from spirit that you've made it through a lot. And along with this energy, there is these new surges coming in, coming through, sort of like the fresh water tide or a surge of a new beginning that we're feeling, that we're sensing, that we know is arriving. And it's bringing in some wins, some victories. I even feel it brings in blessings. It brings in a sense of that renewal energy of, yes, the new start is here. Yes, some things are clicking, and I'm not just walking blindly on this path. So I'm going to talk about these energies in today's podcast because it's an interesting time. I was looking at the astrology, and we have the strong Pisces energy still. Venus, Neptune, Mercury, all in Pisces. And then we have, of course, the ongoing strong Capricorn energies. Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn conjunct the South Node. And together, these two energies of Pisces and Capricorn are really showing us what is done. And it's probably something that a part of you has felt done with. Maybe you felt it mentally, energetically, emotionally, and it takes a while for the real world to catch up with the finale, with the completion. It takes a while for it to show its proof, if you will, or evidence of the completion. As I say that, I'm seeing like a gavel, kind of like a judge declaring this is what it is, the final, you know, guilty, not guilty. It's like that gavel coming down of what is decided. So a verdict and decisions and release and a sense of a chapter is ending. And so for each of us, this can be felt in any area of life, many areas of life. In your astrology chart, you would look at the areas of Pisces energies and Capricorn energies, and Capricorn specifically 20 to 23 degrees of Capricorn. In Pisces, we have Venus at 15, Neptune at 17, and Mercury at 21 of Pisces. So these are the areas where there's energies we are seeing through Capricorn. Those are the decisions, the final agreements, whatever's been decided, whatever is being resolved. And then there is the emotional experience and spiritual energies of it through Pisces, which is where we clear out. Okay, this is interesting. I'm getting the image of somebody in a courtroom. And you know, you show up, well, maybe you don't know, but I guess when you go to court, maybe you would show up and you present yourself in a certain way. And you look polished, you look together, you know what you're going to say, you know what you're going to talk about, you've rehearsed some information perhaps, and you present it. this is all Capricorn. You're presenting your case. You're presenting the information. You're showing up, taking responsibility. And then that situation plays out. Then you leave the courtroom or the courthouse and you walk out, and you need time to emotionally process, to emotionally unwind, to go through what was decided or to move through what was completed, finalized. And that takes time. And that's the Pisces energy. So there's this sense of, in our real worlds, we're understanding some things that we were players in, perhaps participants. We had responsibility. We had learning. We had lessons. We had things that we had to go through and experience that taught us a lot, that showed us one aspect of our energy or many aspects of our energies. And maybe I feel like a lot of it has to do with where we were out of our power. And so sometimes there are these lessons of opposites where then you realize, oh, I was out of my power, and this experience, this situation, this lesson showed me that, and now I'm going to course correct. I'm going to self-manage my energy better, and now I'm going to practice being in my power, which is the mastery of Capricorn. So there's that real-world experience. Every earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, is how we show up in the real world. It's how we take care of ourselves physically. It's how we take care of our physical needs, our physical lives, our careers and money and work and family and everything, right, that composes our life in the physical world. And then we have our emotional selves. And our emotional selves are now processing what we've been through, processing what has been realized. There's an energy of culmination here. There's an energy of understanding. You know, it's like being at the top of the mountain and you just see it differently. You see the land differently. You literally understand maybe what you were climbing, what you were going through. And that can also bring up more layers in our emotional spiritual selves that have to then be processed. So there is this culmination and completion energy right now, but there's also a sense of privacy, of needing alone time, of being a hermit. That's also something that the Capricorn and Pisces energy share is, I've been through all of this, I've understood all of this, and now I just need time. And I need my space. And no one talk to me unless you're going to bring me good food. You know, it's like you need the energetic space to understand what you've been through, to really feel stronger in it, and to honor your healing process. And that's what I'm just feeling right now so strongly as we move through this part of April, because this energy does relate to where Chiron was traveling from 2015 until now. So looking back 2015 to here we are 2019, there's a clearing out, the sweeping out, seeing what was really happening, seeing what was going on that you didn't know, understanding more of the story, getting more information, new realizations. That's what Mercury has been showing us in Pisces. And Mercury is traveling in this territory that Chiron was in since 2015, but so is Venus and so is Neptune. So there's something about the last four-year period that we're healing from. And that's simply, maybe to put it into a time perspective for you, this could vary, of course, depending on your chart and what has been happening for you even the past decade. I mean, you could say this is a healing time of the past 9 or 10 years, and that would also be fair game, part of this energy. And I feel like we have to be gentle with ourselves right now. There's this understanding that, yes, time heals, but it's what you do during that time that matters. And the analogy I like to use is, well, you can say you're going to the gym for an hour, and maybe you're on the treadmill for an hour, and then you're lifting weights for a bit. Sure, that's a full workout. But some people go to the gym for an hour, and they just sit in the hot tub. Well, that's a different way of using that time, right? That's not doing the work. That's not doing the effort. So time heals, but it's what you do during that time that takes you further or basically brings you forward and shows you the results of that time. And right now, we are collectively healing. So I feel like this energy is working with people in very different ways because the Capricorn energy pertains to the physical structures of our bodies, which is related to bones. So breaking a bone, breaking anything, anything breaking in your body is related to Capricorn, the bones. Teeth, the bones. Ribs, the bones. Your spine, the bones, right? All of this is Capricorn. And if you've had any physical issues or ailments with any of these areas of your physical self, that would be the Capricorn energy showing up to help fortify, make you stronger, or show you a weakness in the physical self. The other way that the Capricorn energy is working with us is showing us situations where we need to have a backbone, where we need to have a stronger, I'm feeling like a stronger vertical energy of like standing up straight in who you are, your power, what you want, and what matters to you. And this energy is contained. It's a containment energy where you're saying, this is what I decide and command. There's the commander of the ship energy here. Capricorn is the CEO. It is the one in charge. And so you are really being in charge of your life. And you could have some areas that are testing you, pushing you, requiring you to activate that backbone even more. And you would be looking between 20 and 23 degrees of Capricorn in your chart for how that shows up and what that is for you. I just had a situation last week around copyright infringement on one of my promo images where I had to notify the website that they were not crediting me properly and that it's part of copyright law to make sure you list the original source and to credit the original source, and the website was not honoring what is required through copyright law. I mean, they were thinking they could just use my work for their own promotional and marketing purposes, and I had to say, well, your marketing policy does not supersede international copyright laws. You know, at the beginning of every book, it says all rights reserved. If any portion of this written content is to be used, you know, it needs to be granted permission by the publisher. Like, all of that is copyright. And so as an author, I've been in situations where I have to stand up for my work. And that's true for authors, content creators, artists, anyone putting their information online. Of course, online it's rampant these days. But I knew what the test was. And I knew what it was about. And they weren't going to bully me, and they weren't going to intimidate me. And they tried to do that, and I said, no, absolutely not, because of this, this, and this. Like, what you're doing is illegal. And a lot of websites think they can get away from that. Doesn't mean it's bad intention. Doesn't mean it's malicious. Doesn't mean it's anything nasty. But there's a reason why work is protected. And that needs to be honored. And then this website's like, well, we try to protect against plagiarism. I'm like, you're plagiarizing me. So, you know, this is a good time to look at your policy going forward and what you're truly doing. Okay, this is my little story. Because I'm showing you where it's requiring us to stand up and do what's right. And to understand that that's what's needed right now. Because I was teaching them how to improve what they're doing for authors and artists and content creators. I mean, you're not helping an artist when you're plagiarizing them. You're doing more harm. And that was the lesson. That was the information they needed to know. So understand that you could be called forth to provide information, to stand up, to educate. You could be needed to take a stand, to be, again, strong in your backbone, okay? Strong in what you know is in integrity. And that is where we are being spurred forward to grow. Change our own energy fields so that it changes what you experience, what you attract, and how you show up in these situations that maybe were previously foreign until you got new tools and skills to navigate them. And that's part of this as well. It's taking the tools that you have and putting them into use, putting them into work, because we can know something. We can know it, but the earth signs are where it shows up and how it shows up. And it's critical right now to know you have the strength to do so. And this is how you heal and you move forward, because you begin to see how much more of your energy field you have access to. Because at higher levels of consciousness, you start to see where you're growing, how you've changed, what your new choices are. The higher levels of consciousness that we spiral up to bring us into new levels of awareness, new choices, new options, but it also gives us a new way to use our, I'm feeling like the throat chakra. Because it's one, again, it's one thing to know something, but then you speak it, then you say it, and you activate it in a way that makes it so. So as we are completing some cycles here that have been quite big, quite challenging, quite complex is what I'm feeling, like it was never an easy out or an easy solution or a clear path. There was a lot of navigating and zigzags. I'm seeing, you know, when you have you ever walked through the forest and there's no defined path or trail and you're just kind of zigzagging through the trees and around the bushes and you're like, there's no path here. I'm just walking to get through. That's what it's been like in some ways. It's just been taking it one step at a time. It's been navigating through perhaps blindness and lack of clarity. I also feel like it's been a really huge lesson in how you've taken care of yourself, in how you've been able to get through some situations, dynamics, lessons, what have you, where, again, there's no guidebook. You couldn't just go buy a book on how to get through something. You yourself had to become the master. You yourself had to pave the way for yourself. And that is like the zigzagging and the back and the forth. And you could feel like you never had the machete. You know, you needed a machete and you didn't have a machete, but you made it through. It's really feeling like there's been uncharted territory that was conquered. And the bigger picture of all that, too, which is Pisces, is seeing, look at what you've been through, look at how you went through it, and allow that to give you more faith in yourself and hope in your life and trust in your abilities to navigate crazy terrain. And so it feels like there's just a lot ending. I just get this image of the completions, of the cycles turning, of the energies reaching, again, that culmination, and then they're done for you. And sometimes, like, I'm getting an image of a boulder that just runs down the mountain. You know, it's like that boulder that you thought was in the middle of your path that you had to climb or get around, and then the boulder just goes down the mountain and it's gone. So we've been moving a lot of energy. And another aspect of this is that it's meant to make you believe in yourself, to rise into a stronger place of believing and trusting in yourself, which is Jupiter in Sagittarius. That is the expansion of what do I believe in, and that pertains to the bigger world at large, how you understand the world, whether that's through philosophies, culture, belief systems. All of that is Sagittarius, but it's looking at how you then make it personal and how you believe in yourself with that rising energy. Like, that's what I feel, too, about this beginning anew. Because Jupiter in Sagittarius, it brings in justice. It brings in wins. It brings in developments that are optimistic and fortuitous and abundant. It brings in the sense of, I was doing the right thing even when it was really hard, and now I have something that validates that. And these are the wins that are happening. And so it could be through justice. It could be through something that you just feel, you know, that emotional, enthusiastic return of that, okay, life can be good, and I'm ready to go forward with what is right for me because of what I've been through, because that boulder is now rolling down the mountain, and it's complete. And I believe that the past 9 to 10 years, we've had a lot of big energy changes, and that's not going to stop. That's not going to change. We're going to continue to have these energy shifts. But this is meant to be a period of time where, as one chapter closes, as there's big endings, as things are being, tied up, even if they're still a little messy, you are able to look at how you have grown, how you have learned a lot, how you have come back to believing in yourself, what's possible in your life, that you can make it through. And, you know, hardships can be overwhelming and discouraging, and we all have them. We all go through them, all part of this ride that we signed up for called life. And yet, there's this sense that in hindsight, you were maybe taking it day by day, just all you could do, perfect, and look at how what you needed showed up, what support showed up, what unexpected development showed up. Because I want this to help make some energetic connections. The energy is connected to your intention. Your intention is always your motivation. The energy is connected to what you have learned and what you have changed in yourself or in your intent, in your ways, like what was unconscious is now conscious. And as we take responsibility and ownership Capricorn. We have those accomplishments and achievements that reflect that. So there's something about that, even patting yourself on the back or just understanding how you were doing the best you could, and that counts at times. I'm just feeling like these soul themes that are being healed and the karmic cycles, karmic lessons, karmic understandings, they're life-changing. There's permanent closures here. That's the South Node, moving across Pluto and Saturn. Permanent endings to what you thought your role was, to what you took responsibility for that wasn't your responsibility. That's another thing I'm feeling strongly, is that it seems that, I've noticed this with clients too, the more spiritual or conscious individual will take more responsibility than they need to, and they'll do it for other people, and they'll take the responsibility to help people. It's usually well-intentioned. But part of mastery, part of understanding your power, your life, your choices, your direction, is that you're really not responsible, because you can't be. And I mean this through the energetic and spiritual realms. Like, you aren't responsible for someone else's healing, for someone else's soul growth, for someone else's level of consciousness. You're not responsible for what they choose emotionally, because there are people who will be bitter for life. Right? And they'll be upset forever, and they'll just repeat a story over and over again about how they were done wrong and there wasn't justice and it should have been this. I mean, think about that, right? Like, think about the people, maybe there's people in your life who just keep repeating the same story about how they were done wrong. And I mean, doesn't that get really old? Yeah, but that's what they're choosing, and that's, they're using their energy to do that. So this is a big time of calling back your energy, looking at where you're not responsible for other people's choices and decisions and energy, looking at how you can only truly heal yourself, learn for yourself, and that's how you then begin anew. That's how you go forward. And then other people can join you if they want to. They can see you do this, and they can be inspired. They could see you do this, and they could have questions. They could see you do this, and they want to know more. But the only way to truly do this is to embody it in your life. Be the example. And to do that for yourself, to do that for your own healing, for your own power, for your own choices. So energies are still completing until the next Libra full moon on April 19th. I just posted a video on YouTube about the upcoming Fire Grand Trine on April 14th. And check that out, because that's a big energy, the middle of April. And then we have the full moon that has a completion energy to it. Again, the ending of cycles, transition into the next direction or trajectory. And knowing that this time in April has a lot of dynamic moving energy, and to make sure that you're making the most of it for yourself, that you're really listening to what feels right for you. And that would also be these three planets in Pisces. What feels right? What is truly, it's almost like you can't even put it into words, but intuitively you know, this is where I need to go next. This is what's right for me next. And that's going to be supported during this time, because Sun in Aries, more planets moving into Aries, very independent, leadership, I'm the boss of me, and I'm in charge of me. Strong energy here that reminds you of your sovereignty, reminds you that you're here to create and follow the life that is best for you, and to even celebrate that, even to feel a celebration around what you've been through the past 5 years or even 10 years, and to give yourself not only that hermit energy to take a break if needed, to emotionally process, to allow for downtime, but to look at how far you've come. Because this is significant, and it'll be, again, that tide coming in, like that, the new opportunities, the new next steps, the new is also rushing forward too. So it's quite a dynamic time, and it helps us shift into the next path and the next road that's in better alignment with what you really want and what you really believe about yourself, and not based on what you thought you had to be or what you thought you needed to do. Releasing all that, so that you're truly in a place of mastery. But it feels new. It's interesting because it's a sense of the new messages come in as well. The new messages, the new understandings of where you're meant to go next. So I hope this has helped with some perspective and even peace of mind around what you may be experiencing or going through. And on Wednesday, I'll be back to talk about the energies of this week. And also on Wednesday is when Jupiter will be stationing retrograde at 24 degrees Sag. So Jupiter is big right now. The energy is big. And that helps us rise up. It brings in a sense of hope and positivity and belief. Again, that belief in what's next and what's possible. So thank you for joining me, friends. You can find out more about my work and offerings below this video. And one more thing is that on your screen, I put up a screenshot of a book called Modern Heroine Soul Stories. And this is a book with 24 women sharing their life-changing experiences, what brought them to higher consciousness and awakening through really tough experiences, through trying times. The stories that they share, I feel, are so relatable and so beautiful. It's your husband saying, "I want a divorce," when you wake up one morning. That's one woman's story. Another woman is how she lost so much of her life and financial status in 2008 during the crash, and what she did to move through her fears and to follow the path of who she is. Another woman talks about working with her inner child and how that inner child had been damaged and she really needed to love it and accept that part of herself now. Stories about becoming a mother, stories about losing a mother and what that does for your sense of self, and stories about career and just every area of life. So this book has been really healing to a lot of people. And again, I think it's relatable. So that's why I just wanted to throw it out there. Bring it to your attention, because they also offer you guidance and ways to move through some really big life transitions. So thanks for joining me, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday. Until then, I hope you have a beautiful day ahead, wherever you may be in the world, and I'm grateful for your connection and presence. So I look forward to connecting with you soon, and namaste, my friends.